futures faltered on Monday. Traders are wondering where beef prices will land after Labor Day. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 10th of August. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in the Southern Plains and Nebraska through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. It was mostly inactive on light trade in the Western Corn Belt. Last week in the Texas Panhandle, live sales traded at 121 to 122. In Kansas, live sales traded at 121. And in Nebraska at $125 and $198 in the beef. In the Western Corn Belt, live sales were at $125 to $126 and dress sales were at $198. Steep declines in lean hog futures pressured cattle futures Monday, despite last week's stronger cash trade and surging wholesale beef prices. By the end of the session, though, they are back to about even. Live cattle futures closed an average of 27 cents lower, from 15 cents to 45 cents lower, except for unchanged in spot August. Feeder cattle futures closed mixed, down an average of 19 cents, except for 28 cents higher in April. Choice box beef cutout value is $3.54 higher Monday afternoon at $299.80 a hundredweight. Select was $3.72 higher at $280.81. Crop progress and an improved weather outlook pressured corn futures Monday. They closed mostly 2 to 3 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 4 to 7 cents lower, except for 11 cents higher in spot August. I had results from just two weekly Monday sales at Prestine. Steers and heifers sold unevenly steady at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there were 9,000 head, and at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers weighing less than 700 pounds traded $2 to $4 lower, while steers heavier than 700 pounds traded steady to $3 higher. Heifers traded steady to $4 higher. There were 4,122 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Monday. The spread of the Delta variant of COVID, as well as anticipation of year-end stimulus tapering, weighed on the market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 107 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 4 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 24 points. Triple-digit gains in choice cutout values last week created optimism. However, traders are still questioning where beef prices will land once Labor Day binds complete, says Brenda Botel, Extension Livestock Economist at the University of Wisconsin River Falls, in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets. She says feeders are expected to focus on further advancement of cash values following the moderate $1 to $2 hundredweight gains last week. This could create a wider gap between asking prices and bids once each side becomes more active, she says. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 10th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.